This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I very much do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do want you to be part of the conversation, whether you're in the chat room or texting, tweeting, whatever it is you're doing to keep up on the conversation. It always helps me to see a couple different viewpoints on the issues that I'm talking about. If you head up to the website, realside.com, not only can you watch live and listen live, you can give me your email address. I send out an email every week. Would love to be able to get you to look at what we're selling. You know, my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, the coffee mugs, all kinds of stuff up there. It helps the show. It helps support the show. Same thing if you head over to Patreon, which is also on the web. Check out the website. Seriously. Everything you want to know, you can find out there on the website. Hey, you notice we haven't really been hearing a whole bunch about Stormy Daniels. And a judge said, hey, you guys, you need to knock off your publicity tour. You just need to knock it off. Right? So Wednesday court hearing about the documents seized by the FBI from President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, would largely focus on another lawyer, Avenatti. Now, he represents Stormy. Now, he's become one of the cable news networks. It seems like he's the only guy in the pipeline that they could talk to about legal issues, right? And he comes off, I don't know. I don't know the guy, but he comes off as an ambulance chaser. You know what I mean? Now, Cohen's team accused Avenatti of staging a legal drive-by shooting, you know, against Cohen, and Avenatti implied that he has information that the raid unearthed what he described as disturbing tapes of a conversation between Cohen Daniels and a former lawyer. Now, if you think about this, how would Avenatti know about tapes that were picked up when the case really, the FBI hasn't really worked through this yet? I don't know. Somebody have to explain this to me. Do they pick up all the evidence and just hand it over to somebody else? I don't think so. Now, Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, is suing both Trump and Cohen to get out of a confidentiality agreement. Right. So you signed something. The money was good then. Now it looks like it might be a lot better. So I see, to me, this is a breach of contract. She agreed. Doesn't matter who signed the contract for him or with him or if he signed it himself. What if he had signed it? Would she say that wasn't enough money all of a sudden? So what they were hoping to do is they were hoping to shame Trump with giving her more money, getting her to shut up, getting her to move, whatever. But here's the deal. Once you break the agreement, once that person starts to speak, what makes you think she's not going to do it again? Right? It's just one of those things that constantly amazes me where people are speaking out for, oh, poor Stormy. She got $130,000. And we don't know if she really had sex or not had sex with him, but for having sex with him like one time. On April 26th, Avenatti filed a motion to allow Daniels to intervene in Cohen's case. The motion, which was opposed by Cohen's team, is under consideration by Judge Kimball Wood, Now, the proceedings are at the stage of determining which documents seized by the FBI from Cohen's office and residence will be made available to prosecutors. So, you know, they're looking at this as a criminal investigation, but I still haven't figured out what part of this was criminal. Right? Come on, think about it. What was criminal? Did he have sex with somebody? No, that's not criminal. Did they sign a non-disclosure agreement or an agreement for her to keep her mouth shut? That's not criminal either. That's not against the law. Did he pay her $130,000 to keep her mouth shut? Well, that's not against the law either. I'm trying to figure out exactly what was criminal here. Apparently the president lying about it, if he was, is not criminal either. Just go back to the days of Obama and Clinton. Right? The president was sent there for sure. So I'm still trying to figure out where was the criminal investigation here and why. So, you know, apparently on Wednesday it was found out that Avenatti himself was being looked at. His financial dealings were being looked at. His nearly 200 television appearances he made since taking on the Daniels case. Sounds like he's in it for pure justice, doesn't it? Just asking. I mean, just throwing it out there. And Avenatti went on to argue that the only two sources that could have leaked the tape of Cohen and Davids into the press was sources inside Cohen's camp, which is not true. Anyway, you know, this is never going to stop. And I'll tell you why. Because it's not about equality. It's not about the rule of law. It's not about justice. It is 100% about them having control. They are freaked out that they don't have control anymore. And that's not necessarily true because look what's going on. They haven't lost control. They just don't have the sweeping control they used to have. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. And I really appreciate, you know, some of the comments you guys make, some of the comments you send to me. So, you know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And when we come back, God, I got so much I need to get to. I need to get some issues. You know, Trump's pardons. What was that all about? And what do you know about him? And Sally Field is in the news again. We'll find out why when I come back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
They call me Cuban Pete. We are back. To listen to the real side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Okay, I guess we're going to dance this one out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Quick note, I told you, Sally Field, you know, again, head up. I know, I keep getting beat up about this. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you guys don't know this by now, there's a gazillion ways to listen and watch the show, right? We have our own app on Apple and on Android. Makes it a lot easier for you to listen, contact, and comment on the show. So there's a lot happening. You know, I was talking about in the last segment, talking about some of the crazy stuff, comments made about President Trump and more. We'll talk a little bit about Samantha Bee, too, in a second. But you look at what's being said, and it just drives me crazy. Sally Field actually chimed in. Now, here's a woman, she's a little off, right? But she's always, at least in the past, unless you guys want to show me something different, she's always been, a woman of character. And I don't know, maybe when these people get old, they get a little senile. Maybe they get a little goofy. I don't know. Maybe they lose all sense of decorum. She tweets, talk about taking somebody's Twitter away. She says, I like Samantha Bee a lot, but she's flat wrong to call Ivanka a C. She said, C's are powerful and beautiful and nurturing and honest. I'm thinking of the flying nun in my head, and that's all gone now. Right? I just love this. You know, this whole thing, and what, is she trying to become relevant again? She wants somebody, does she want to say, oh, she's still alive or something? I really don't understand. Why? These people on the left, why do they hate so much? I just don't get it. Anyway, 855 Real Joe. I just thought you'd get that. I saw that, and I went, really? Is that what we're doing now? Sick. I'm sorry. It's just, there is no way to clean that up. It's just sick. Google's under fire for listing Nazism as the ideology of the California Republican Party. And this is why you can no longer trust Google. And it has nothing to do with them calling us Nazis. Right? So Google came under fire after an error in its knowledge panel. Aren't you afraid now? An error in the knowledge panel listed Nazism as the ideology of the California Republican Party. The error, which was first spotted by political strategist Eric Wilson, showed Nazism alongside other ideologies such as conservatism, market liberalism, fiscal conservatism, and green conservatism. I don't know what half those things mean. Now, if you search for that, well, they've since pulled it down and changed it. But you know, they pull from so many real sources, like Wikipedia. Would any of you stake your life on something you pulled out of Wikipedia? And is Google issued an apology? Because I can't find it yet. And they should apologize to Republicans for that. Now, the Eric Wilson has said that Wilson's the founder of Learn, Test, Optimize, which describes itself as a community platform for professionals working at the intersection of marketing, technology, and politics. He said they should. They should come out in no uncertain terms and apologize for doing this. Ever since it's been fixed, but not before House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy slammed the company over the air. He said, sadly, this is just some latest incident and disturbing trend to slander conservatives. These damaging actions must be held, they got to be held accountable for this stuff. Now, the other beautiful thing here is they claim the California Republican Party was founded in 1854. I want you to give that some serious thought. Okay? And they list Jim Brulte as one of the founders. Or did. Been changed. And they also said that Jim Brulte, he lives in Burbank, which is a suburb of Los Angeles. This is the funny thing about it. A lot of you don't live in California, but Burbank is its own city. And it's a major city. It's been around for a long time. So who's checking the knowledge people here? I mean, this sounds like the UN, right? So we have a knowledge panel that needs a knowledge panel to check the knowledge panel. And this is just the latest incident. This goes on and on and on. McCarthy also wrote a piece about how damaging, they just don't care. And frankly, something to stop them. And I would say to McCarthy, you guys can stop them. I'm not suggesting that you stop freedom of speech or stifle freedom of speech or anything along those lines. But my suggestion is, you know, when things like this happen, there should be money that has to be paid out. I mean, they need to go out of their way the same way we do. Now, I'm not a journalist. I'm not held to the same level as commentator. I'm a commentator. I'm not held to the same level as journalists. When these people put stuff out that's blatantly false, you know, they want to be trusted. Tell us we have to trust them. Why would we? Why should we trust them when what they put out is blatantly false? And they know it when they put it out. You telling me a whole knowledge committee, in the whole committee, nobody caught some of these problems, issues? Right? During testimony in front of Congress, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was grilled by Senator Cruz about the company's pervasive pattern of bias. They talk about the recent incidents with Fox News Channel contributors Diamond and Silk. They were, I don't believe for a second that Zuck, the Zuckster, has no clues to what's going on. Didn't know that Diamond and Silk had been pulled. I'm sorry. I'm not buying. I got the money to buy, but I'm not buying. I mean, seriously. And the more I go on with this, you know, they want to call us fake news people. Think about who's really in control of this stuff. I mean, really in control of this stuff. Not kind of, sort of, but really in control with this stuff. It ain't us. It's them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America is in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
My arms are shorter than they look. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I really do. I don't want you hanging back being stupid. I want you engaged, involved, working with us. Anyway, you can head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can sign up for the email blast. We send it out once a week. You'll get some information on the show, who's going to be on, what we're talking about, and so on. I mean, you need to get engaged. You really, truly need to get involved. Otherwise, some of us are just feeling like we're sitting here fighting it alone. I know we're never really fighting it alone. I get that. I know you guys are with me. Most of us know you guys are with us, if you would. But I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, and you've tuned into this one. Hey, you know, a Harvard study recently said that 90% of all news, 90% of the news on MSNBC, ABC, you know, CBS, all of those major CNN, is 90% negative on Trump. Right? I mean, they talk about nothing. 90% negative. It's only the stuff he does wrong. So apparently he never, ever, ever does something right. And today I heard, and I didn't get the whole thing, I got it at a fleeting moment, that the bill has been passed that he's going to sign, that would allow, and a woman came up and spoke up about it, where you're going to be allowed preventative surgery, preventative measures under your insurance. So you don't have to wait to get cancer. If it looks like you're getting, you know, for this particular woman, I guess almost every woman in her family had breast cancer. So she was told that she had to wait, unless she was going to pay for it herself, to have the breast surgery. And under the new law, the new rules, she would be able to have the insurance company pay for it. So it's kind of, you know, and with the fact that President Trump hates women so much, I'm still trying to figure out why he didn't veto this thing, right? This is where we've come to. This is how bad this stuff gets. How crazy these conversations are at times. It drives me into my mind when I hear this stuff, when I see this stuff. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's talk a little bit about the pardons that everybody's having a heart attack about, or will soon have a heart attack about, you watch. You know, they never talk about the other side with the other, and they get mad when you do, right? We'll talk about Samantha Bee in a minute, but President Trump has done what? He's done a few pardons, a handful, for all intents and purposes. They don't like the people he's chosen. You know, what's really funny is, I heard somebody say today that he was only pardoning his friends. It's the only ones he was working on, and for whatever reason. And he, when you talk about this stuff, I think this is, what's it, Martha Stewart. Now, they might have been friends years ago, but she can't stand him. Now, coming from the deep, dark recesses of my mind, and having a nasty thought for a moment, why would he pardon her? I'm thinking a couple of reasons. One is just to irritate the crud out of her. Think about this. You can't stand me, but I give you a pardon that would allow you to go ahead and start trading and do other things you couldn't do anymore. But, you know, she wasn't jailed for what she did in the market. She was jailed and convicted of, drum roll please, lying to the FBI. And guess who were the two prominent people involved in her case? Anybody? By show of hands? Nobody? Wow. Mueller and Comey. So you got two guys involved in her prosecution, involved in the case, and it seems like the only thing they can get convictions for is lying to the FBI. Except with Mrs. Clinton. That one there, they couldn't seem to make stick. Guess Comey values his life too much. I don't know. And so they're screaming about these. I mean, Blagojevich, I don't, you know what? I kind of agree with him. The man was stupid. He was just being dumb. You can't fix dumb by putting somebody in jail for, you know, what, 14 years or whatever it was, whatever he got. Does that really fix anything? I'm not saying he shouldn't do time. Don't get me wrong. If he did something wrong, he should do the time. But, I mean, look who he was. Look who they were prosecuted under. I just find this, that, again, we're back to, you know, and he's not even one of ours. He's a Democrat. But people do stupid stuff. All right? And I want to, and again, you hear his side of the story, you hear her side of the story, the wife. And then you find out that the judge basically said to the jury, you don't really need to know he did anything wrong. We can basically convict him on intent. Which I thought was amazing. Just amazing. But what they do is they skip over the pardons that President Obama did. I mean, just like nasty. And Dinesh D'Souza, are we serious? Not that it makes it okay. He even said what he did was wrong. But really, you're going to ruin the man's life over that when you think about how often other ones have done this? You know, moved money around, not so... Look, what the guy did was wrong. I'm not so sure he really understood what he was doing because I've heard him talk about it. He's really brilliant when it comes to some things. When it comes to basics, I'm not so sure. But think about some of the pardons that President Obama did. And why aren't they outraged at these as well? Manning leaked over 700,000 documents. At the time, it was the largest theft ever of classified material. He had included confidential diplomat and military communication there, revealing the names of intelligence assets all over the place. Ended up serving 6 years of a 35-year sentence. Right, people could have been and might have been killed over that. The press called the whistleblowing, handing over national security secrets to WikiLeaks, isn't whistleblowing. It's espionage. It's spying. Now, Obama, you know, they all love to say, hey, Obama did 212 pardons in total, right? Fewer pardons than George W. Clinton, Bush, Reagan, and Carter. 64 of those were done just a couple days before he left office. big number, right? What they don't tell you about is the over 1,700 commutations he did. 568 of those were sentenced to life in prison. Usually capital punishments. Usually when somebody gets life in prison, it isn't because they stole a couple of Hershey bars from the store. Right? I mean, come on. A little common sense here would go so far. 330 of those were federal inmates convicted of drug crimes. He commuted them on January 19th before leaving office. Obama said it was an unfair system that put them in jail. But it was an unfair system that caused them to sell drugs? I don't get it. I'm not the smartest guy in the room usually. Obama said it was an unfair system that harshly penalized crack cocaine offensive compared to powder cocaine and distribution. Well, then beef up the powder cocaine distribution sentences. That didn't sound right, did it? I mean, seriously. According to the White House, Obama granted more commutations than any president, surpassed the number of commutations granted by the past 13 presidents combined. Now, unless you want to count Carter's pardon of draft dodgers and deserters during the Vietnam War. He did that in his first day in office. So they could all come back from Canada, you know. Difference between a pardon and a commutation is a pardon is forgiveness of, you know, for a crime, for the crime. Commutation is change to a lesser penalty or punishment. It still stays on your record. The top 10 most controversial pardons in history, Chelsea Manning being one, was commuted by Obama, right? Disclosed thousands, as I told you before, military files. Oscar Lopez Rivera, also commuted by Obama. He was a Puerto Rican nationalist linked to several deadly bombings in the 70s. Right? General James Cartwright, who lied to the FBI about providing information to journalists. I can't even pronounce his name. Khosrow Afaha? Again, pardoned by Obama. We're going to deal with somebody. Look, you need to know about these. You need to be able to tell people about these. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back shortly.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, Chuck Berry. You know what? That's rock and roll, not this other stuff. I'm being nice. I'm being really nice. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up in the next hour, we're actually going to have, he doesn't like when I call him this, but Harrison William Floyd. He's a new he's been there for a while now, but the new vice president of the Black Conservative Federation. You've heard Deonta Johnson on with us before. And this is, you know what, I was just totally floored by him. You know, and we talked about the military, we talk about his service, we talk about what he wants to do in the Black community to show them that, you know what, conservatives are really on their side. Conservatives are them, if you would. They are conservatives. They hold the same principles true. That they have the same values. But you and I aren't going to get that across. They have to get that across. Young Black men have to reach out to young Black men to show them this works. You can do better. I don't care whether you're Black, white, or Asian. People in your community need to reach out to you and show you how this process works. how to stay away from the government cheese, if you would. Story for another night. Anyway, get back to some of the issues of the day. You know, they're all up in arms about Trump's, how he is pardoning people that don't deserve pardoning, that he has skipped the normal process of allowing the FBI and the Department of Justice to tell him who deserves it and who doesn't. Well, why would the Department of Justice tell him to pardon one of the people they went after big time? He hasn't been able to trust them that much with his own stuff now. What makes him think he can trust? What makes you think or him think he can trust them now? Back to like the 10 most egregious pardons in American history. Now I'm not massacring these names on purpose, but you got Khosrow Afhani. He was pardoned by Obama. Indicted in 2015 for allegedly facilitating the illegal export of high-tech microelectronics, uninterruptible power supplies, and other commodities to where? To Iran, in violation of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. So Iran was a bad player back in 2015. Right? I mean, they were willing to break the law back then. Puraj Faridi, also pardoned by Obama, indicted in 2015 for the same thing. Right? I mean, seriously. Mechanic? Probably pronounced a little differently. Same thing? Why would you pardon these people? This is like international violations. Why would you pardon them? Mark Rich, who was pardoned by Clinton, one of the FBI's most wanted. He was a businessman indicted in 1983 for tax evasion and trading with Iran during the U.S. Oil embargo. You have the same thing with Obama released over 200 Gitmo detainees, and a large percentage of those went back to the battlefield to fight us. Right? You know, somebody asked me today, how could you, you know, in looking at Trump's tariff war, if you would, how can you defend what he did with the EU today? I'm going to say what I always say. First of all, my crystal ball's broken. It doesn't work. I don't know what he was thinking. And he never calls me to tell me, which I'm very upset about. He never asks for my advice, never calls to tell me what's going to go on and what he's going to do. And then we have all these experts, right? Everybody's going to get up there and tell you what they know he's going to do, what he has to do, what he should do. And these people are commentators like me. A lot of them are not experts in these areas. They don't know what's going on in these areas. And I don't know what he has in mind. Maybe this is the first swipe to get them to wake up and understand that we're not going to take it anymore. That you either start treating us as an equal or else. You know, Trump takes risks. That's what he does. That's what we brought him in, not to be presidential, but to fix the system. To fix, the rigged system. The system that has three tiers of laws. This is what successful people do. You know, you look at North Korea. I don't care. You know, everybody's all upset about how he delivers the message and how he does this and how he makes it look and how it happens. He doesn't smile enough, you know. I don't care what the package looks like as long as what's in it is something I need. You know, tariffs against the EU actually go against guidelines that we agreed, you know, I don't know if it's international law or not, but what we agreed to adhere to. So he's going against kind of his own rules here. I get it. I'm not saying it's okay. But I don't know what the agreement is. I haven't seen all of this yet. And neither have most of you who have already made decisions as to what it means and what it doesn't mean. Let's get to Samantha Bee before I run out of time. Samantha Bee's monologue, responding to Ivanka's tweeted photo of her holding her son. Right? And what she said, you know, it's a great way to spend Sunday morning with my son. And the beauty behind that is the left went nuts. Right? And they used the fake news. Yeah, that's what it is. Fake news of the 1,500 kids that can't be found under this administration. I mean, how many were not able to be found under the last administration? Come on, put the numbers together. You can figure it out. And Samantha Bee, she says, you know, Ivanka, that's a beautiful photo of you and your child, but let me just say one mother to another. Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless blank. I can't, you know, use the C word. Which I understand is, like, so bad, so nasty, they want you, you know, tarred, feathered, and flogged if a male uses that word. She goes on to say, he listens to you. Put on something tight and low cut and tell your dad to effing stop it. Think about the nastiness of what she's got going, the dripping nastiness of what this hateful person is doing. Tell him it was an Obama thing and see how it goes. People felt the image was controversial given the reports of the Office of the Refugee Resettlement losing track of 1,500 kids. They didn't lose track. You allowed illegals. It's like arresting people for cocaine use or for speeding and going, cocaine use or drunk driving, giving them a ticket saying, don't drive again, stay away from the cocaine and show up for court in 3 weeks. We'll probably sentence you to 30 years. But hey, well, you look like an honest guy. We're sure you'll show up. They released these people to family members who were also here illegally. Do you really expect them to show? Under the Obama administration, over 90% of the catch and release people that they had that they gave tickets to did not show up for court. And you're shocked. Shocked, I'm sure. People felt the image was controversial given reports of the Office of the Refugee. 1,500. I want to get. They couldn't track 1,500 in the last 3 months of 2017. Now, she didn't apologize for what she said to Ivanka. She wasn't going to apologize until all the heat came down. Right? But, now her show's on TBS, which is just a network of CNN. She apologized for not catching the C word and allowing it to air, which means to me, this is something she uses on a regular basis and she thinks is fine. I'm just saying. This is why I said to you, it's a double standard, people. They don't care. This is not, they really don't care whether, you know, what they say, what they do, and about some of these people. All they care about is that their message gets out no matter what. Okay? So it's not about equality. It's not about doing the right thing. It's about getting their message across no matter what. They don't care what you think. They're just not interested. Get me wound up. But the only way you're going to stop them is you got elections coming up. Right? The first thing you do is we get people elected that can give us the numbers we need to push things through the way we need to. And then what you need to do is cycle back around and get rid of those Republicans that don't step up, that don't do the right thing, that don't give the president and or Congress and or the people of this country the support that they need and they should have from the people we send there. You know, I've been joking and saying there aren't many Republicans in D.C. We may have the majority of both houses, but again, I say there aren't many Republicans in D.C. And you know what I mean by that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Always appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, don't go far. Again, like I said, in the next hour, we're going to bring in Harrison William Floyd. He's the new vice president of the Black Conservative Federation. Yes, there's a Black Conservative Federation. I mean, these are smart, sharp young people. A lot of them so far are young. At least they don't have old guys in there like me. All right? And, yeah, I know some of you on the left are going, what? Huh? Black conservatives? That's impossible. What are you feeding them? You must be giving them some kind of drug. No. Some people have seen through the haze, they've seen through the mess, and they know truly and really who's on their side. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a little while.